WOMI and WOMIOwensboro.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, moving back into our overview, the zone here on the overview that we have every week, the Talk Radio Review. DJV hosters Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here with the charts for the week of October the 26th to the 30th. Courtesy of Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Spend a moment on number four, maybe, because the main focus is the presidential race and COVID. So I want to just spend a few minutes on the Philadelphia situation this week, what went on there, and more of the same. I guess there were actually a number of these incidents, or a few of them, more focus on the police because of stupid stuff that they're doing and not seeming to learning what's going on. I don't understand that I can be so tone deaf. Police unions and police chiefs, some cities they are and some cities they aren't, but there are still, every time something like this happens, like in Philadelphia this week, then there's more cry for defunding the police, which is plain stupidity. Reform, yes. And so a lot of the discussion, did you hear much of that? When you Jennifer does a local program in New York, in Los Angeles on KRLA, much talk about this out there? I mean, I haven't heard too much focus on the police per se in L.A. Is there? Did I lose Jennifer?
I guess we lost her.
We lost Jennifer.
Yeah, okay, I've been following, well, your daughter-in-law, for one, so I feel like right. I get a lot of L.A. news yes. with police and stuff like that. I don't
know. You
should
get a slant from her anyway.
Well, yeah, but I think that, you know, I think she's really,
up
really
it.
Up on a lot of
yeah,
issues.
Yeah, oh, yeah, she's very
I've
smart.
I've learned a
yeah,
lot
yeah.
from her.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that, you know, I think that that's an ongoing discussion. You know, when we hear yet another example of, you know, of in Philadelphia, a mentally ill person whose mother was right there, you know, with him asking the police mm-hmm. not to shoot her son, and they don't even tase him. They don't even try to sedate him. They just shoot him and he's dead. You know, and they called for an ambulance. The problem is the family called for an ambulance to take him to the hospital to sedate him, and the cops showed up with guns drawn. So this is, if we don't fix that as a policy, and the police commissioner in Philadelphia has said that she wants, I think it's a she, I'm not quite sure.
I think you're right, yeah.
But that, you know, he or she wants full transparency on this. They've admitted that this was wrong, but that's another life that's lost. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You can admit now,
and what
oh,
happens
we were
to the
wrong.
Police? They don't. Oftentimes, the police don't suffer the consequences of their ill actions.
Well, that's another part of it. And so we're still talking about the Breonna Taylor trial, that grand jury. And, you know,
well, there's something new on that this week, as a matter of fact. What did I see? Do you remember seeing something new on that this week? It seemed to me there's a new wrinkle to that this week.
I think some of the jurors have come forward, and they're saying that when they found out that I guess murder two or something, or murder one wasn't on the table, that mm-hmm. they were, that there was an uproar amongst the jurors or something, that they really felt that there should have been.
Yeah,
it's just, you know, it there's no accountability.
Some of this stuff is so obvious. I guess that's what it is. It's so obvious. All right, number three on the countdown list: the confirmation of Ms. Barrett. And I think it seems like there was a lot of huffing and puffing, and now that seems to be over. It was as quickly as it came up, and her nomination came out of the woodwork.
What can anyone do,
and,
you know?
Well, so you move on and deal with it one way or another.
Or you bullied the Girl Scouts into taking down messages congratulating
Well, but that's another thing. That was a red herring. The Girl Scouts have done that for a lot. Did they actually take it down?
Yeah.
Or,
they've
done it for
Yeah, they submitted to the pressure,
women.
And they took it down because people went crazy and said that they shouldn't be congratulating her. I mean, the Girl Scouts...
Was this a tweet, or was it
this
a post?
This was a tweet. Tweet that just said, congratulations to Amy Coney Barrett becoming one of five women to be appointed to the Supreme Court. And I think you guys know, politically, not a fan of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, not a fan of Hillary Clinton, but I have no problem with the Girl Scouts doing what they did to honor the life of Ruth Bader Ginsburg and to celebrate the candidacy yeah. of Hillary Clinton, because
two
they're strong women.
Yeah, it's very hypocritical. All right, it's 28 Thanks. After the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for WOMI and WOMIOwensboro.com.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
It appears property taxes are going up in Jefferson County. A judge has struck down a recall petition that challenged a 7-cent tax increase sought by Jefferson County Public Schools. The judge dismissing the petition due to insufficient signatures and ordered any votes in next week's referendum not to be counted. Barring a successful appeal, the district's property tax rate will increase to more than 80 cents per $100. A police officer who was wounded in the raid that killed Breonna Taylor is suing her boyfriend. Louisville Police Sergeant Jonathan Mattingly's lawsuit claims that he experienced severe trauma, mental anguish, and emotional distress because of Kenneth Walker's actions. Walker is a licensed gun owner who said he thought Mattingly and two other officers were intruders when they crashed through the door to Taylor's apartment back in March. Walker allegedly fired a shot that hit Mattingly in the leg. I'm Rick Uccino.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
I'm Amy McGrath, and you know I was a fighter pilot. But here are some things you may not know about me. My mom struggled with polio and has had to deal with that disability most of her life. So high-quality, affordable health care is something I'll fight for in the Senate. I'm a good shot and qualified as an expert in the pistol and the M16 as a Marine. So I'll protect the Second Amendment and our right to bear arms. I have a family, and my husband and I hate taxes as much as you do. So I'll work to cut them for the middle class. We also can't put that burden on small businesses because we need them to create jobs. And I won't answer to anyone in Washington, from political parties to special interests. That's the stubborn Marine in me. Instead, I'll strongly support term limits, and I'll be faithful to God, family, and Kentucky. I'm running for Senate, and I approve this message, because I'll only answer to you.
Paid for by Amy McGrath for Senate.
WOMI and WOMIOwensboro.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's fly back into the fold here. I'm Doug Steffen, DJ Veer. The other DJ Veers are Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, and we take it upon ourselves each week to inform you as to our thinking and some of the conversations we've had about some of these issues, the top 10 stories that have made it into the News Talk Radio world, according to the research at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison and his staff going around the country listening to stations online, talking to hosts, and just generally getting a good feel as to the pulse of what's going on. And the top two stories, I think we'll spend this this second half hour of our review on the top two stories. COVID is number two, and I want to start the conversation by reiterating something that I said there. I do five different radio programs, and one of them, in addition to doing this program, the countdown and the ancillary discussion that I have with the ladies each week on the DJV time, is the Good Day Health program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell, which you can hear on many of these same stations. You can get a podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com, wherever you get your podcasts. Ken Kronhaus said this week, he summarized the COVID in a very succinct way. As we were looking and talking about the Wisconsin situation this week, which was pretty bad, talking about masks and stuff showing up on beaches, which is pretty damn gross when you get right down to it. He said two things that I think we ought to all carry with us through the weekend and into next week, and as we continue to deal with COVID. He said that the strain, and this thing has now mutated about 24 times since it first became a problem the first of the year. And because it mutates, and when something like this mutates, it usually isn't as bad. He says that the virus as it exists today is more contagious than it has been through the history of the virus. But it is much less deadly. So if you get it, you don't have a death sentence. And he also said that we were talking about the way the deaths are reported in all the news media numbers. And he basically said, well, Ken wouldn't say this, but I would say it, paraphrasing, that the numbers are a joke because you really don't know when somebody dies whether they die. He said, actually, that any of his patients, now Ken is a very well-known cardiologist on the board Miracle, the American Heart Association, always doing work with them, for them. And he said the position that he's taken with the Heart Association and on the air and with his clients, his patients, is that no one just dies from COVID by itself.
Well, remember that number that came out a few months ago, and it was like 7,000 or 9,000, I can't remember now, of people that they believed actually just died from and solely because of COVID.
Right. It's you've got something else that compromises your immune system. Your heart is bothering, you got heart disease, you got lung problems, you're obese, you got diabetes, you got any number of things. And most of the people, if you look at the stats, there are rare exceptions, but the people who are younger who die also, pretty much 100%, he didn't say 100%, but he said most of the people who die who are younger have many other compromising things, and the COVID just finishes them off. So it's not like they were dying from COVID by itself. They've got a lot of other things. So I think that needs to be a part of the discussion, whether it, somebody like that can overwhelm the news media, which is so hypocritical, so negative, so wrong about most of this stuff. But there's one thing, there's one conclusion that has come that flies in the face of a lot of people, some of the more conservative thinkers in the country. I don't like that word conservative. Maybe right wing is better, because there's not conservative at all. My definition of conservative is a lot different than what the politicians use for conservative. But the idea of not having a mask on or not distancing yourself is just, not only is it selfish, but you're creating a situation that may harm somebody in your family. Sure, you may not get it. All the parties on the college campuses that we've heard about, from 19 to 29, people are not wearing their masks, and they may not get it, but they are going to be around people that they do spread it and share it with. And it's just, as far as I'm concerned, it's outrageously selfish to not take into account the fact that these things, it's proven. Ken says it over and over again. Jack may not agree all the time, but Ken says masks, masks, masks. Find the one that has the smallest, what do they call it?
You've mentioned that before. That's a good thing for people to know. What was that type of mask that you found?
Now that you ask me.
It was something, the microns, right?
Yeah, one micron. You get, if it's more than one micron, Jack said that and Ken agreed with it. If it's more, any mask is helpful. Most of the conventional masks that are out there are 3 microns. So anything smaller than 3 microns is going to get out of your, if you cough or you sneeze or you're just breathing. If it's 3 microns, the masks are 3 microns. They protect the size of the bacteria or the virus, rather. If it's 3 microns, and this is a 2 micron. This virus is 2 microns, so it gets out through most of the conventional masks. If you have a 1 micron mask, it will not get out. And so you look for, if you're really conscious of this, you go in, and they're probably hard to find. You go to the drugstore, you go someplace specializes in this stuff, and you can find 1 micron masks. That's the most protective. So, anyway, that's my overview. Ladies, you have some observations. Again, the stats are really just plain misleading. What we're doing, I think that one of the things, the vaccine information that came out this week and when it's going to be available, who gets it, who's going to pay for it, I think that's a pretty significant in terms of where we are. I think people, although there are a lot of people who hoped it would be before the election, that's not going to happen. But before the end of the year, there seem to be a couple of different products that are making it through quickly the FDA process, which, again, Jennifer, I think you said this week that it's usually 5 weeks. Who said that? Was that you?
No, usually it's 5 to 7 years.
5 months. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for the FDA to approve something. But Operation Warp Speed and some of the focus on getting it done is making it happen really quickly. I say let it take as long as it needs to because you want it to be safe. But the quicker the better for most people.
Well, and the other thing is that 50% of the people surveyed, whether you believe these polls or not, say, I'm not taking it.
That is true. More and more people feel that they don't, you know, they're more focused on therapeutics and treatments, and that's where I fall on it, too. Yeah.
Again, I do, too. But
I saw someone, I think it was from Pfizer maybe this week, that said that they have a vaccine, and right now it's about 70% effective. Mm-hmm. So that's better than the flu vaccine.
Well, again, a lot of people, I had my ears checked this week, and the doctor said, have you had your flu shot yet?
So we're not going to hear, anymore? That's great.
Anyway, my hearing is the same as it has been the last 4 or 5 years I've had it tested, so something must be okay. At any rate, the bottom line here is...
Did you get your flu shot? Because they asked
you.
No, he said,
did I get my flu shot? I said, no, I haven't. They said, you should go get one. And then it came to pass, I think we talked about this on the air, that there are different degrees, different levels. There are different kinds of flu shots. You can't just go in and say, give me a flu shot, because there are 3 or 4 different types. And they still have, the cheap ones, still have mercury in them. And for all
the
of
pharmacy
the Huzzurai,
ones, I think, right? That's the,
yeah, the cheap
I think,
ones from CVS and Walgreens and that bunch.
Because
those
they
all,
do, yeah. Dr. Jack explained this, which I'd never understood this, but it's because they have larger bottles and they keep going back in for new doses. So if you're at the doctor's office, that's the best place to get it because it's a single dose without the mercury.
Yeah.
Or aluminum. It's aluminum, not mercury. It's aluminum. Yeah.
Well, now it is. Yeah, but it's still bad. You want to get the most expensive one.
You don't need that,
And some of them, you know, you have to pay for yourself, or some of them paid for. I think the move was to get the vaccines paid for, though, by Medicare, right? Wasn't that the move?
Yeah.
This way the government is paying for the expensive ones anyway. And you see 900 ads on TV. Is it Fluzone, Fluzine, Flu something or other? Then that's the most expensive one. And it doesn't
There's one for seniors that my parents both got.
I think it's called Fluzone.
Yeah.
Like anyway. Okay. So that's that.
Don't you want to stay out of the flu zone? What a stupid name,
right? That's a horrible
name. What kind
name
of is that?
I mean, who did that?
I never, Fluzine. You know, we always have to fact check Doug, so I don't think it's called flu zone, but, but yeah.
It's flu.
Fluzy, for all you loose women out there.
Right.
It's flu something or other, but just when you go in there, say, I want to actually pay for mine. I don't want the cheap crap that you've got. Give me something that I, you know, it's $29, I think, for the most expensive shot. Get that one. Don't get the cheap one, because the cheap one won't do you any good, and in fact, will probably do you harm. Top stories of the week of October 26th to the 30th, the Dodgers winning the World Series. That's a big deal at number 10. Number 9, the Rudy Giuliani embarrassment. The big tech hearings in Congress at number 8. Number 7, our relationship with China and Russia. Number 6, the hurricane and the wildfires in the West, Hurricane Zeta. Number five, the economy as it's tied to the stock market and the stimulus package, that sort of thing. Number four, race relations with an eye toward what went on this week in Philadelphia. Number three, the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett. Number two, the continuing focus on health care and COVID. And number one, the presidential race. What's going to happen next week? Everybody's on pins and needles, and not everybody is, but a lot of people are. The presidential race, number one this week in our focus right after this.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. This Halloween, remember that for some kids, the treats can be downright frightening.
It's a very concerning time indeed for parents of children who have food allergies.
Dr. Arvind Basin says you can find common food allergens in many popular Halloween candies. And knowing which candies have potential allergens can be tough.
It's very important to remember that the fun-size candy bars, the ingredients in those are actually different than in the full-size candy bars. So it's critical for the parents to read the ingredients, because what's safe in a full-size candy bar may not be safe in a fun-size candy bar.
The Teal Pumpkin Project has made it easier for parents to identify houses that have safe alternatives for trick-or-treaters with food allergies. So this Halloween, let the spiders and cemeteries do the scaring, not the sweets. For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your health care easier, from making sure you have the prescriptions you need to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan, and we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens, we make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. The fully automatic all-wheel drive system is capable of transferring 100% of available engine power to the rear wheels when necessary. The enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions, and it's the only minivan to offer all-wheel drive and stow-and-go seating and storage. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
The People List from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. Every week we overview, and sometimes I get to the point of not being able to find the time, believe it or not, to actually go through the list. So officially, this is it. For those of you who are purists and they want to know what the People List consists of, Miles Taylor is at number 10. Rudy Giuliani is at 9. Mark Zuckerberg is at 8. Nancy Pelosi is at 7. Walter Wallace is at number 6. Let's see, Amy Coney Barrett is at 5. Dr. Fauci is at 4. Mike Pence is at 3. Joe Biden is at 2. And Donald Trump is at 1. In fairness, number 3 is Mike Pence and Kamala Harris. I'm told I mispronounced your name. Kamala, whatever. At any rate, those are the two people at number three, Biden at two, and Trump at one. That's the list from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. Check it out at talkers.com. Presidential race number one on the week's list from Talkers Magazine of stories. No surprise there. Surprise, surprise, however, looking around, sometimes you look at the political scene and it's sort of static. If you look at the last, three, four, five elections, the two parties have won 44-45% of the vote. And now, and the swing states have been pretty easily determined. But now this, I noticed that Harris is in Texas, and Texas is in play. What do you think is going to happen there, ladies?
I think they'll stay red. Yeah, it's not going to do anything. I think they're there because they feel like they need to try to pick up some ground. I think the only state that may shift, and it would shift, I think, in Trump's favor is Minnesota. I think he's there. Maybe Joe Biden might be able to switch Iowa. I don't know. The ones that they're watching right now, Florida, North Carolina, Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota.
I do think Ohio is going to be interesting.
I think Ohio will be totally red.
I think
Pennsylvania will be red, too.
The New York Times had a choke on their gloating about black voters when they released a poll showing that Trump's ahead with black voters this year from 4 years ago and up with Latino voters. That's pretty interesting, if you believe the polls, anyway.
I heard something so interesting the other day that he's actually lost more white voters and that Biden has picked up white
voters.
Trump has picked up a ton of black and Hispanic votes. So
I think blacks are tired of being taken for granted. And that's what the Democrats do. If you're a black, you should be voting for us because you're supposed to vote for us. You know, what are you talking about? Go pound sand. Florida is interesting as well. There's all kinds of things. Next week at this time, we'll be talking about the new president.
Hopefully.
Or the election results, anyway. 10 before the hour. Thank you, ladies.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
WOMI and WOMI Owensboro.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. Time for us to do our weekly review of the top five tech stories. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan going through the top five. We start at number five, and this is a focus on a new charging battery pack clip and whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. So what's the review here?
Well, good and bad. So here's the thing, it's a good option. Mophie is, of course, probably the oldest name in the wireless smartphone charging business. The smart charge. And so they used to make their chargers built into a cell phone case. And so it was very clunky. It was very, heavy, made your phone kind of feel like a brick. But when your battery ran out, all you had to do was flip the switch on the case, and then you've got a whole new charge of battery. So it was very convenient, and they were super popular for a long time. But people are very personal about what kind of phone case they want and what they want to use. It's kind of an expression now. It's like an accessory. So the good thing is this new juice pack from Mophie, it connects. It's basically all it does is it clips onto the back of your phone when you need it to wirelessly charge. It gives you a full charge, and then you can just unclip it. So it's not this cumbersome brick anymore. It's a clip and go. You can use it on multiple devices, so it's actually more economical. Here's the downside, though. It is a bit pricey. You're paying for the convenience of that clip and go, and it's $79.95. So it is a bit more than what you'll see on the market that's in that competitive space. But it is. I do really like the convenience and the design of it.
Number four is a MagSafe charger. This is kind of almost from the same wheelhouse.
Yep. This is a MagNotSafe. So, yeah, the MagSafe, the magnetic charger that iPhone 12s are, and basically any iPhone that you have that can hold a wireless charge, if you just put your phone on top of the charger instead of plugging it in. MagSafe, the magnetic charger, though, they put out a warning this week saying that you have to make sure that you don't have any of your credit cards or a hotel key or transit cards, or if you use like a key fob to get into your office building, you have to make sure it's nowhere near this magnetic strip, because or the magnetic automatic charger because it will completely demagnetize all of your cards, which ends up being a huge, huge pain, and you have to have all of your cards replaced. So just make sure if you are, you know, using one of these MagSafe chargers, keep all of your valuables away from it.
All right, number three is a T-Mobile announcement.
This was kind of a surprise this week, but this was a great announcement. It got a lot of buzz. T-Mobile is finally getting into the live TV business, and they have launched a new internet-based streaming service called T-Vision. It launches November 1st, and it's a traditional streaming service. It's going to go head-to-head with YouTube TV, which is what I use and love, Hulu's live TV service, Fubo TV, Sling, and AT&T TV. So the best part about the T-Mobile one, though, it's the cheapest, and they've broken it up into a few different products. So for $40 a month, you'll get basically all the basic cable that you are used to, except for CBS, because they are always the holdout. But you'll get all the news networks, you get a lot of sports, and then additionally, if you want to add other things that you're used to, sci-fi, Cartoon Network, TNT, USA Bravo, that's the $50 bundle per month. Also, they throw in some more sports there. And then one of the things that's really cool, they have a T-Vision Vibe package. It's $10 a month, and it gives you 30 live channels, plus you can add on premium channels a la carte, so you can basically customize your entire viewing experience. So good for T-Mobile. I think they're going to actually disrupt that space.
Number two, Instacart and Aldi are partnering.
Yep, grocery delivery platform Instacart is launching a pilot program to begin taking food stamps. And as we know, and we've talked about this a lot on the show, this is a really bad time for a lot of Americans who are suffering from food insecurity. And so the program is starting, the Instacart and Aldi stores together are starting with Georgia, California, Florida, Illinois, and Pennsylvania. And they are looking to expand this nationwide as quickly as they can. So basically your SNAP benefits, your EBT card, will now be accepted through Instacart for delivery, so you don't have to go to the store if you don't feel safe doing it. And so Aldi has partnered with them. Other stores, Walmart's now accepting SNAP benefits when you pick up an online order, so curbside, and Amazon Prime is also now letting people use register their SNAP cards for online delivery of food.
Number one, the testimony in Senate, well, this all in Washington, this bunch from the big tech companies, they go before the Senate. What came out of that?
So we heard Mark Zuckerberg and Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey testify during this week. They've got a lot of political appointments coming up. November 17th, they're going to be in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. That's going to be over more censorship. And so basically Facebook and Twitter had different reasons for saying why they censored certain articles and things like that. But ultimately, will it change their businesses? I don't know. That remains to be seen.
All right, those are the top five items from the world of technology. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.